From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Andrea Seabrook. This weekend, news networks, including NPR, have been following the story of an American Marine held hostage in Iraq. The Lebanese-born U.S. Marine Corporal, Wasef Ali Hassoun, is being held by Islamist militants. A statement posted on a website yesterday claimed he was beheaded by the army of Ansar al-Sunna. That group later denied killing him. NPR's Philip Reeves is following the story in Baghdad. Phil, what's the latest?
The situation remains very confused. Yesterday, as you said, a statement appeared on the net which purported to be from this group which is holding him, saying he'd been killed, and that a video would soon be produced showing this. There's been no video. Today there were contradictory comments from officials in Lebanon, where the corporal was born, and now we have another internet statement allegedly from a group holding him denying the truth of the first statement.
Phil, has it always been this difficult to confirm events in Iraq?
It's always been difficult, but it's probably got even more difficult given that we just have a new interim government installed only less than a week ago. The systems for information gathering are not in place. The country, of course, is very difficult to move around. And I'll give you an example. For the oil ministry, we contacted them yesterday to ask questions about a report on an attack on a pipeline. And the newly appointed press officer to that ministry announced that as it was 3 o'clock, his day was over and he wouldn't be answering any questions until today.
Philip, Iraq's interim prime minister, Iyad Alawi, spoke today on ABC's This Week here in the United States. He said the new government might grant amnesty to the militia of the rebel Shiite cleric Muqtada al-Sadr if militiamen surrender their weapons. Phil, should we expect to hear an announcement out of Baghdad soon?
That's not clear. His spokesman this week said that, incidentally, that this amnesty might involve Iraqis who fought against the Americans on the grounds that this was resistance to an occupying force. The speculation that the strategy is to separate Iraqi nationalists in the insurgency from elements such as Islamist fighters who would never contemplate doing any kind of deal or any amnesty with the interim Iraqi government.
It's been a week of milestones in Iraq. The U.S. at least formally handed sovereignty back to the Iraqi people, and Saddam Hussein appeared at a war crimes trial. Phil, does Iraq feel any different than it did a week ago?
Well, it's important to note that, you know, any one of us here sees only a tiny fraction. At the moment, that tends to be Baghdad because traveling isn't easy. But in one sense, it hasn't changed. There are still 140,000 U.S. troops here. The streets are still dangerous. There are still bombs going off. But the violence does seem less than the period leading up to the installation of Dr. Alawi. But it's too soon to say if that's significant.
NPR's Philip Reeves in Baghdad. Thank you, Phil.
You're welcome.